I mean, for me, it was great because I never actually hit the free agency market, and going from knowing I was here my first 4 years and playing with the Giants, going to a Super Bowl with them, still having that starting spot left tackle, that was for me going into the open market was it's like, okay, this is the team I know, this is the team that picked me, this is where I felt I belong. So I didn't want to actually test the waters and see who else wanted me because I wanted to be here. But I mean, the contract that they offered me was great. I'm happy that they brought me back. I'm happy that they see something in me. They still see my potential to grow. And we can come back hosting the Super Bowl here this year. It's just a real thrill for me to knowing the season we had last year and how it felt not making it into the playoff run, but ending the year strong against Philly. It was just that I want to use that to build on. That's how we're going to start off the season. We're going to go on with that mentality. We're running through it. Obviously, there's going to be an opponent each week telling us no. We're going to have to deal with that. But just the excitement of knowing New York is hosting the Super Bowl. I'm back here for a fifth season. It's different from that rookie contract feeling of they picked me up, they expected something of me, but I haven't proved it yet, to being a vet, getting another contract with, like, we already know what you can do. Go out there and do it. Prove to us. Some of the new guys coming in, letting them know how the New York Giants organization works. It's just, for me, I'm excited. I'm glad that I didn't go into the free agency market and I had to sit it out or wait until camp. I mean, I'm in here, start of off-season workouts program, working out, so I'm happy. Hindsight is like, yeah, we did the right thing. But going into it, I always knew I wanted it to work out with the Giants. But as upper management, all that, you really don't know what those thought is, what's going on. So just getting that contract out the way early was a good feeling for me. And we still had time, so it wasn't like we was rushing things or anything like that. And everybody on good, happy terms. Getting back in, they're like, this is what we expect of you. Let's move forward. So,
what do you feel about the offensive line? And frankly, would you benefit from some fresh legs, some new blood?
I mean, I feel great about the offensive line. These are the guys that I played with. It's still that core unit of guys. Now, we always bring in new, fresh blood each season, but it's that you still have the older guys, you still have the vets who been here, who done that. I'm becoming one of them guys who seen this team go to the playoffs, seen this team not hit the playoff, and we know what it takes to get there. Having Eli as a QB, having that what would you say, that knowledge, that wisdom protecting him. You don't want to throw somebody up in there that fresh from college, okay, now you got to protect the QB of the New York Giants. It's that you still, whoever comes up, whoever we're bringing, we still have that veteran core that can teach them, could help them grow. I mean, they did it to me. I came in as a rookie, and they took me under their wings. They brought me up. I thought I was good when I was in college. Each year I'm still growing. It's like you never reach the point of being satisfied, being, okay, I did it. I've been there. I've done that. Now we can just chill. You always have to improve. And the vets know this. The O-line at the group, they understand this. They know this. They're all here working out. It's like it's not an off season where the vets only show up for camp. It's last off season, I had some issues, but during the season, I kept progressing. So at the end of the year, it was full speed, no mental errors. We gotta cut the flags, the holding calls. We gotta trim them down. But they just expect me to be that leader that I saw from the vets that were helping me grow in my first contract. They want me to start taking more of that leadership role of with the O-line. And I've been here. I know the organization. I know the coaching staff. I know the plays. Now it's that next step. You know it all. Start moving. Start bringing other guys along. Start pushing them, bringing them where you're at.
Well, you touched on it a little bit. What's it like showing up to work every day in the shadow of the building that Super Bowl is going to be played?
It's a great feeling. I mean, came in here first day. They told us straight up, no team has ever hosted the Super Bowl and played in it. That's your goal. That was it. I mean, whatever we do now is to work towards that goal. Now, you can't forget about the day-to-day things and just look down the future. We have off-season workout. Like, each step is towards that goal. So that is our main goal. That is our purpose. We just didn't want it here. We wanted to host it and play in it. So they made it very clear that is our goal. So, I mean, just to have that, knowing that we still have the core group of guys that can get us there, you have that assurance that you're good enough to do it. Now just every team is going to be trying to knock you off. Make sure you know that. Make sure you're prepared. Make sure you're working each week with that in mind.
Who made that clear?
It's, well, like, we're only working with our strength coach now, but Monday was our first day back in the weight room. And that was like our Monday tip. You're coming in, you're working out. You're not just during the off season just working out just to be here. You're in here because you're hosting the Super Bowl and you want to be in it. And every other team is doing the same thing. They want to come to your house and play in the Super Bowl. But